Okay, I'm the forest guy, but I'll admit I'm a self-confessed bird feeder aficionado.
Oh, yeah? Prove it.
Just outside my living room window, I have 8 feeders mounted on poles, suction cup to windows, and hanging from the branches of a crabapple tree. Every morning before sunrise, I wait with a steaming cup of coffee in hand for those first birds to arrive.
Well, I guess the birds really do have you hooked.
Yes.
I'm Chris Martin with New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild.
Just 6 minutes of listening to birdsong can reduce anxiety, but there's also something about just watching them. So let's talk about why we feed birds.
I love the daily rhythm of familiar winter birds visiting my feeders. Blue jays, cardinals, chickadees, woodpeckers, all coming and going over and over again. I notice slight changes from day to day and week to week. They don't know it, but these wild birds serve as emissaries from the surrounding forest, fields, and wetlands. Watching their grace and their antics is peaceful and affirming.
Of course, our overwintering birds are all well-equipped to survive the cold months without bird feeders. Most would still be close by, even without us offering them seed and suet.
I'd say that the people doing the feeding benefit as much as the birds do, maybe more. Watching birds at my feeders helps me gauge the passage of winter and gives me clues about how spring is progressing, day length, the sun angle, and even the quality of light.
Bird behavior actually fluctuates in response to changing weather. Have you noticed how the pace of activity seems to quicken just before snow arrives?
Yeah, but there's lots of changes. Goldfinch feathers brighten from olive drab in January to bold yellow by the beginning of March.
Bluebirds and cardinals come to the feeders in pairs. Black-capped chickadees offer their special spring song.
Downy and hairy woodpeckers drum on the hardwoods in the surrounding forest. That swelling symphony often begins with the tune-up by the rhythm section, and then the hardy cavity nesters that I call the woodwind section.
Many people in New Hampshire feed birds only during the cold, snowy winter months. New Hampshire Fish and Game actually recommends that all bird feeders be taken down by April 1st.
Because the bears can't resist. Those sunflower seeds offer concentrated energy.
And that's why it's the most popular seed.
For titmice, nuthatches, mourning doves, and juncos.
Even early arriving migrants like red-winged blackbirds and grackles.
And hanging suet really attract the woodpeckers.
And of course, there's the raptors, sharp-shinned hawks, and barred owls, drawn to the feeders not by the seed, but for the seed eaters, both the small birds and the mice and red squirrels.
When you feed the birds, you really feed all the birds, even the predators.
So you might ask, are your local birds dependent on bird feeders? Are we doing them any great service by providing supplemental food during these cold winter months? The general consensus is no. Northern birds have evolved metabolic strategies to survive cold temperatures, and they're well adapted to forage for native food sources.
But some species do take advantage of the abundance by creating winter food caches. Jays may be the best example.
Most winter birds spend literally hours gleaning chilled spiders, insect eggs, and seeds from the buds, twigs, and bark crevices.
What I get from feeding birds all winter is well worth the price of a few 40-pound bags of black oil sunflower seed and some packaged suet cakes. I'd be lying if I didn't admit I do this not for the birds, but entirely for myself. Watching the bird feeders each morning is a comforting ritual, an intentional excuse to slow down and reflect on life, wildlife, and the beauty of nature.
We'll have more info on feeding birds on the Something Wild webpage.
Something Wild is a partnership of the Forest Society, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. There's lots of changes, like goldfeather finches. You're killing me.
We got that one already. Just pass it by.
I've got it.